Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and the show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Coming to you live from Minneapolis, St. Paul, another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It's Friday Night Live, so you know what that means. We're trying to get you ready for the weekend. You got something that's going on, let us know. Don't forget, we are interactive radio. You can call us up, definitely, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 to talk, or you can press 1 and just listen. Just when we play the music, just remember, it's best to listen to it on your speakerphone. When we open up the line and you press 1, take it off a speakerphone because I will get feedback and I will hang up on your ass. You feel me? I looks like I got one of my riders with me tonight. Is this Miss Jungle Love herself, Miss Electrifying Kim? Look out, y'all. Oh, real.
Already. What's happening?
What's happening Friday Night Live? You know how we do it.
So I guess we live, motherfucker.
We'll start it off like this. Why don't you go ahead and give us a Monstrous Radio Urban Weather Report. You know the deal about our weatherman. We used to have a weatherman, but we used to pay him in food stamps and canned goods, but now he thinks he's too good, and when me and Kim catch up with him, we're going to bust his ass. But for right now, Kim, just go ahead, let the people know where you at and what's the weather like. Hell out.
All right, because we live in this motherfucker. I'm in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And it was fairly nice today. I actually had on like some thong shoes and a nice little shirt and a nice little skirt. So you know, we springtime right now. We nice and warm.
Okay.
Don't say that.
That's what's up. Hey, it's really nice down here in the Twin Cities. I'm in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, y'all. So hey, it was really nice out today. It started a little chill with a little jacket, but by the end of the day, you had to take that coat off. You know what I mean? And
right now, it's sweating.
It's windy out there. Yeah, it's windy out there. It sounds like some crackheads trying to break in my garage. It is what it is.
And you know what? Up here, it's not even windy. It's not windy up here, though. No, not at all. When I tell you it is nice and calm, it is nice and calm. It's like I'm doing the show tonight outside again, yeah. But this time I'm not freezing.
right. Okay. Well, hey, looks like we got somebody else starting out this Friday Night Live. Well, let's go over here and check out and see who it is. They from the Twin Cities, so let's hope that they like me. 612-458 Friday Night Live. Who we got on the air?
Hey girl. See, already I knew who it was. Hey girl. Hey, girl. Yeah. As soon as he said 458, I remember them just them three. That's all I fucking know.
That's
but,
right.
You know, I remember
right.
all them.
That's right. 458. In right. the building.
Monster. I got to pull rank right quick. I got to make an executive decision right fast.
Awesome.
You ready?
All snap.
Get ready to put my ass in time out. Just go ahead and get ready. I am officially, as of right now, at 9:04 p.m., changing the name to Fuck It Friday. Let it all hang the fuck out. Fuck it. Get it all off your motherfucking little hairy chest, and we're going to push on through the savvy. You know,
you
motherfuckers
feel.
Had to... That's how I feel. Motherfuckers have to work today right now. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's fucking Friday. And then it'll be sexy Saturday. You know what I mean?
Oh, Saturday. Now I got to work on Saturday. That ain't sexy for me.
See, now, technically, I would ride with you, but I don't know how I'm going to present this to the promotion team. How am I going to...
Fucking Friday.
Okay, yeah. How am I going to get them to make some flyers and promote it religiously with a Fuck It Friday type thing?
Okay. Okay. I got you covered, Pimpin. You break it down to them the same way I just broke it down to you. People have to work on Friday. You know, mm-hmm. And they getting ready for the weekend. You know, they want to go home and have them about like 9, 10, 11, 12, 50 shots or whatever. You know, whatever they liquor is for the night. And it's like, fuck it. Just fuck it all. Mm-hmm. So it's fuck it Friday. You know what I mean? I had a stressful day at work. You know, I'm hitting this cigarette real hard. Yeah, I'm hitting this cigarette real motherfucking hard because I done had a stressful day. I done locked people out. Girl, look. So
trust me,
just throw it out. And then when you do the flyers, you have the F, and then like a symbol, and then the K, and then it Friday with exclamation points.
Or you can have the F, the U, and the KK.
Or you could even do it PHUCK. There you go.
You know what?
Huh?
It's Friday. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Fuck it.
And y'all over here got me thinking too damn hard. Y'all over here throwing out letters. I don't know what the hell y'all spelling. I don't think that's fast. It is what it is. So let's go ahead and get into this first track. We're going to play two tracks, and we're going to come back. This right here is in the face of Cinco de Mayo. I need a shot right now. I need me some tequila. Some quail.
See? See? Fuck it. Because we live. All right,
Ma. Huh? See what?
Mm-hmm. You're going for one of those I can't remember kind of
names. Well, I'm turning down so you can talk. My bad. All right, we'll get back to you.
More free drinking quail. She says she black and off the quail. She feels so good. She feels special. Special, baby.
I'm taking shots, she margarita sipping. This party mixed and wild as shit, no single body sitting. This music hitting nothing, keep them Latin hips from swinging. Laughter, lust, sick smoke, rhythm, and a lot of drinking. Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Cubans, and Dominicanos. Blacks and whites, Filipinos, Chinos, and some Colombianos. Tequila, pitorro, aguardiente, al coño. Me tumba el jodio viento, si me caigo, me jodo. Look like fire at a grow house, putting lighters to the trees. But this a backyard blowout so we can enjoy the breeze. Know how to act, wrong place to show out. Leave bloodied up on your knees. Best you bounce before you black out. Make your next move while you breathe. Me and mama see that out. It's time that she back up her mouth. Drunk as shit, soaking wet. Begging shy to pound her out. Pleasure's mine, too drunk for doubt. Ready now to flood a drought. Rain until the sun shine with my tequila sunrise.
She says she black and off the cuello.
She feels so good, she feels special.
And every night we drinking huevo. That huevo, we feeling special off that huevo. She said she like it off that huevo. She said she feel it when she feel it. You know we drinking on that huevo. Or huevo.
I feel your overflowing cup. Roll one up, let's smoke a blunt and drink until the room spin. I hear some knocking at the door. Go ahead and let your girl in. Marathon, whirlwind. Me, myself, I'm all in. Buckle up, ride this long weekend to the world end. Crash course, I've had worse. I'm living my life now. A bad bitch, a girlfriend, they're both here getting piped down. Right now, no regrets, I'm within my right. up, wild until it's lights out. Double shots, smoked a lot, tapped some acid, saw hood. Had a blast, it saw the flash, a blur, but that is all good.
What'd you call it, Tim? Mr. Electrifier.
Fuck it Friday.
Try this. It do got a nice little ring on it, though, don't it?
Yeah. Fuck it. Shit. I did all that on Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
Right.
Yes. You know what? You're smoking some fuck it right now, sir. I do hear.
What?
Are you smoking some fuck it right now? Oh, yeah. He is.
No, I don't smoke. No, I don't. Me? I don't smoke.
So are you trying to tell me that you drink and drive?
Do I drink and drive?
No, because you smoke and fly. Can't you?
We got to sign all kinds of disclaimers around here.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Right.
Right.
See? So, I'm telling y'all, that's why it's fucking Friday, you know, just fucking let it all hang out. We've been acting ass all motherfucking week, but Friday just fucking, you know, have nuts hanging out one side of your Speedos and then all kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm glad you said that, because I wanted to talk about, like, apparel and things like that, seeing that the summer's coming up, and y'all already know, every time it starts warming up, it's too hot to trot season.
Everything comes out.
Too hot to trot season. That's what we're going to call it. A lot of people going to call it something else, but we're going to call it too hot to trot season. You know what I mean? So what's some things that we see, you know what I mean, that works for people that's sexy? Because there's some things that don't work. You know what I mean? Like, I'll give you a good example. Please don't take, I'm not even going to say what state it is because I ain't trying to cause no problems. But I was at an event. I was flown out to perform, right? I couldn't believe it. Don't get me wrong. Everybody is sexy in your own way. Even if it's in your own room, everybody is sexy. Mm. But this woman was about 6'5", about 398 pounds in the club with just a fishnet outfit on. Yeah, I said just a fishnet on and some shoes.
It's a hoop.
You know, fishnet, it's like see-through everything.
Yes, that's why I said a hoop.
Like she took somebody's shrimp net off a boat and wrapped it around her body.
Mm.
I mean, you could see everything. I mean,
her
I
public
know,
hair.
I don't know what she was. See, I've been trying to forget these things. That's where I go to therapy. But
that's in my dollar remit. My dollar boy. Dollar bill, y'all.
See, I'm choking myself up. That's not appropriate. You know what I mean? To me, that's not appropriate. Is that appropriate?
No.
Am I wrong?
No.
Not outside.
No.
I mean, not outside.
No, right.
Right.
Or you
not
know
outside,
what? If you do wear it outside, don't let it be up from like out of your backyard. You know what I'm saying?
But it has to look a certain way. Like if it's if you got like some matching underwear, like let's just say it's like a nude, and you got like some nude underwear, nude bra, and it's fitting right,
underwear is matching. Or something to make the outfit stand out a little bit.
Right.
Something. I mean,
like,
come on now, not just coming out commando.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it ain't no clean, and the booze maybe down to the ground. You know, no.
Taking sparks and shit.
No, it has to have a certain. When you talk about style, it has to have a certain appeal, and it has to have a certain wear, a certain fit, and a certain. Type of it hugs your body. Well, you know, you have to know the type of clothing that works for your body. Like
you cannot
you just
look
can't
like a
put on everything.
Killer whale.
You can't look like you know
a fucking net
just a you know like a net and just wrap it around you and think that is going to save
That's
you.
Cool.
No, it's not.
No.
You got, I mean,
like,
you know,
I don't think,
and I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer of the clothes don't make you. You make the clothes. So if you're going to go out in a fishnet or a lace outfit, you better be on point with it.
Point.
Come on.
Yeah,
now.
Your walk better be point. Your head better be high. You better be in posture. You know, you better back straight, head up. You know, you better
shoulders back, chest out. You walk it out. But I mean, no, you just don't come out with like straight ass showing.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't think that actually the people make the clothes. I think the clothes make the people. I'm going to keep the 100. I've seen some ugly people in some nice suits that make you think they sexy because it look like they got some money. Hello, I'm just going to keep it 100. I've seen some ladies the same way. I'll be like, ooh, you ugly, but them shoes, you got to have you some bread. You dig? But I think the things people don't think about in fashion is, like, and I'm saying this because Friday night, like, some of y'all getting ready to go out. Some of y'all finna go out and look like clowns, fools, whatever. You may not. You dig? We're going to get through it. But some of y'all need to learn what colors work for you. Get it?
Oh,
I'm
Jesus.
Just saying,
Daddy.
Like, if you're like, if you dark like Wesley Snipes, you might not want to wear a banana polo tonight. I'm just saying, bro.
Oh, my God.
You might not want to wear
lime green.
Hey, listen.
Fuck all that. No, Eto shit. I mean,
Come on. No, it really don't.
I don't
think everybody should rock something. Like, I don't like, you know, when... some chicks be wearing like thicker green lipstick or blue lipstick, and you know, if you ain't blending it right, you know what I'm saying? Or that pink that just ain't you, and you dark as night, and all you see is just a light pink, and then they give you the duck lips, and you're like, why? Why would you do that? Like, yeah. And then they put the cat eye or the eye, and you're like, who are you? You know. And then the five different color eyeshadows that ain't blended in. Oh, let me stop, G. Let me. Oh, don't. Let's not do fashion, Jesus. Let's.
Ooh. So there was this.
And you got.
She was black as any one of y'all tires. I mean, she was black and had the nerve to have on bumblebee yellow. She looked like a bee to me. Yeah, the bumblebee. She black with this yellow-ass outfit. No. Or you got some super crispy person that's wearing some salmon color, so they look like a burnt-up piece of salmon fish. No. You do not do that. You do not go outside in some thongs, flip-flops, open toes, open heels, and your feet is hard. They about as crusty can get. Your feet is looking like pavement out here. Huh?
Kim, what gets me is when they mix the seasons. Like, you got your winter boots on with your summer shirt with your fall jacket. Come on,
In them confused-ass people's defense, you got to think about it. We do live in Minnesota. All fucking seasons.
We talking about in the summertime. We established we talking in the summertime.
Okay. Well, maybe they cheese done slid and melted off their cracker.
Girl, that ain't no cheese melted off your crackers. You just ain't got no sense of style. And you can't pick a season.
That's exactly where I was, like, kind of going with it. Because, like, don't get it twisted. Like, I like when I see, like, when Itasha was saying about, you know, it's got to be blended. But, you know, some funky-ass eyeliner or something. But it's got to blend with something else. You know what I mean? If you got something funky, kind of go with your shirt or some other shit like that. It's got to blend together. You know what I mean? But some people... And to look different is really in style, people. So all y'all still going to the club looking like everybody else at the club, just in a different colored shirt, that's not really making you pop out. You're not getting the wild factor tonight because you're basically blending
but
in.
What?
But at the same time, so hold on, you can wear something funky, you know what I mean? But it's got to be put together as an ensemble. You can't, like she said, you can't have some winter, some... fall and summer on all at the same time. You gotta make it look good, though. Look good. Coordinate.
Coordinate.
You gotta coordinate.
Okay, yeah. But I understand about looking different. You know, in order to be irreplaceable, mm-hmm. one must be different in the voice of Coco Chanel. Mm-hmm. But to go out the fucking house and you end up looking like, what's that damn boy name that came out looking like Raiden? Who is that rapper, the one that wants to take over? Quit laughing because it's real talk. The dude had a lampshade on his head. Real talk. What is that boy's name? He wanted to take Lil Wayne's place. What's
about
that fucker's name?
Wait, oh, take my Lil goodness, Wayne's I can't place.
Yeah, he was, you know, he was trying to say that he was taking Weezy's spot when Weezy and Birdman had first started getting into it. What is that crazy, that remedial
that
fucking name?
Young Thug?
And he had on, that's who it was.
Young Thug.
Dead
okay.
L.
Okay. I think that was yes. somebody came out Wayne, of the head like that.
Yes, and it was him yeah. with that pleated ass shirt. He looked like Raiden off of Mortal Kombat. Come on now.
You know.
Come on.
I just can't, you know, all the permed hair looking like ours. I mean, I'm just not going to go for the men right now. I'm just not. The men and how they dress, skinny pants that we hop up and down to fit, you know, get in, they just be like, yo. Yeah, so no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're just going to stay away from that conversation. You know.
But what I can do is I can do meet a man that's buff. You know, he buff everywhere, not just two spots in a beater. We just gonna call it a beater because I don't believe in a wife beating, but in a beater. Yeah. Oh Lord, with
well,
a hat turned around backwards.
Different.
Oh
that's, now,
shit.
That's
some
we're
shit
talking
place.
About something different.
No,
that's
monsters,
defining the odds with the gods right there. That's different. I'm talking about the tidy whitey stuff that they be wearing. Nah. That's what I'm talking about. You know when you know how
no,
we used to jump in our jeans.
I still do it. But my
right,
initial
that,
question was
ooh.
what's something that is, you know, a good one, like something nice to wear in the summertime. And for me it is
yes.
a man with a hat backwards with a beater on,
oh,
but you gotta
yes,
be a
yes.
little chop.
Yes.
And you can't have a beard yeah. chest, you know, have some nice shots or something on, and no white fucking shoes.
Whatever.
Because then,
mm-hmm.
wait, what do you mean, whatever?
Well, you know, I think what
it
looks
is,
nice
is
a nice ensemble. You know what I'm saying? A man come out, and he's just sharp. Like, he know he's sharp. Like, you mm-hmm. know, the whole outfit.
Like Mr. Steel, your grandma.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not funny.
We'll fucking stop about it.
Yeah, he got to
yes.
get it out. Ooh, funny, but he
yes.
it out. Yeah. Your
but you know what's
girl.
Really nice?
Wait. Monster's talking. No. Monster's trying to talk, and
I didn't
hear shit he's
I didn't
saying.
Hear. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
No, I was done. No, I'm done. Go ahead, Tulsa. I don't know what's in on. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. You know what? Next time I hear your little Speedy Gonzalez voice on the Cinco de Mayo, it's going to be on and cracking. Fuck it. Fucking Friday
right.
in this motherfucker because
right.
we live.
You thought
what?
You played with that little bird chest joke, but it's all right. We do just good. Go ahead.
I love you.
I'm going to tell you. Go ahead. What was you saying now before we was ruling?
I was just
rough?
Saying, you know, in the summertime, you know, your nice wrap dresses are beautiful. You with your sandals, you know, a nice pair of sandals, you know. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, that is. That's actually the death on a woman. You sure right. I was in the mall with my son
nice
the other
one.
Day.
Yes.
And I had to, I was like, damn, that girl got ass. So, you know, I give it up
mm-hmm.
if you dress properly. You know, if you're looking right,
yeah.
I will give, you know, I'll give credit
Me
where
too.
Credit is due. But if you looking mm-hmm. like a exploded can of motherfucking biscuits or a exploded box of crayons, I'm going to get that to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Somebody should have told him.
Oh, but
straight
you know what's
driving
me crazy? I'm sorry. Why they wear Uggs in the winter? Like, why you wear Uggs? Like, why you still wearing Uggs? I Uggs and spandex. Why? Why? And then
because they feed us cold.
T-shirt. Come on. spandex pants and then, yes, then you want to put a little shirt on? Come on.
They feet is cold, they body is trying to exercise, and then they top part is just motherfucking hot, straight the fuck like that. And it's hot because they motherfucking feet is cold and they got in them heavy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, got them heavy ass boots on. Right, right. No, I was I always was wondering, before it became like real popular, you dig, I used to always be like, she knows she ain't going nowhere to play no yoga. Do no goddamn yoga in them little ass pants on. You dig? We'll get to that part here in just a second, because I'm going to get to that, because y'all ladies is ridiculous with them, them spandex pants, damn their skin on, and then you wonder why everybody go crazy.
Oh.
Everybody got an ass in them motherfuckers. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
boy,
I hate them motherfucking pants. They live. I'm sorry. They
I hate
you. Yes.
Them printed ass motherfucking leggings.
We're going to get back to these UGG boots. And this goes for dudes, too. Because I'm going to tell y'all, I had a bad experience one time. I thought some shit was cute, and it went totally the wrong way. She had on some cowboy boots. And then, y'all know I'm from the city. I'm a city boy. You dig? I'm a city boy. You know? So we wear gym shoes, shit like that. Women wear high heels, pumps, stilettos, those type of things. I was on something totally different. Cowboy boots. I thought it was going to be like, oh, rodeo. You know what I mean? Until the motherfucking boots came off. Oh, my God. If you, your feet smell like bubble hoofs. You dig? Like, oh, my
God. It smell like bubble puss. What?
No, I said bubble hoofs. That's a whole nother story.
Oh.
That's the yoga pants. But I'm just saying,
Wait, no. You're not about to skate past that monster. I pick some fast. What do you mean that the feet smelled like bubble hoofs, but that was from the yoga pants? So was the yoga pants smell like a bunch of badussy?
See, we're going to get to them yoga pants and the yeast infections here in just a moment. And sometimes people wear dress shoes and they don't be wearing socks. And y'all try to be getting a moment, and they kick off
like
them expensive
that.
Ass Stacey Adams. Exactly. Smells
and your feet
stink. It's just
unbearable. You're like, is that your feet? And that's the first thing to come out your mouth. Is that your feet? You better go in there and wash them, bad boy. I got a towel
and then
for
you.
You got that
chopped and screwed face like, is that you? You need to wear some socks, put some baking soda down off in that, and set them on outside.
Just put some powder. That's it. Just put some powder in before you slip. I mean, your feet may be white, it may come out, but we understand.
But
you looking out? You looking out for us? Good looking out, because we know what that smell is when you take them off.
That's fucked up.
Stank.
Is that your feet?
Stank. That's your feet.
Said, see, look,
is that
like,
that was smelling?
Look like you was playing
in the, you know, the dirt, you know, with the low white socks, and then you know it stopped at the ankles, you know, the white pot girl. Like, thank you. Your feet is white and ashy, but
you. This chick walked up to me, and when I tell you, she smelled like sweat. Ass dig.
Ooh.
And a little corrosion. Oh my goodness. I'm like,
Did she have on yoga pants?
No,
hey,
she didn't.
I like
she had
my
on
yoga
some
pants.
Dusty jeans.
Stop it. Pants well, my butt. I like my yoga pants.
As long as your yoga pants don't stand up in the corner by themselves without you being
they
in them,
don't.
Then you're
they
good.
They lift up.
Okay.
They lift your booty up and make it just look so cute, and then your thighs
you're
look
not
so delicious.
You're not getting what I'm saying.
I heard you.
Okay, we got one more. Time.
I heard you.
I just wanted to say
how good it looked on me.
We will never play no music. It is. So I'm gonna squeeze this one in here. Dwayne, it's called One More Drink. Monstrous Radio. On the phone.
We live in this motherfucker.
Dwayne. Nigga, no, we winning. Nigga, team scoring. One more drink. How you feel? What you think? One more drink.
tell your friends to come out with your party. Shorty, shorty.
One more drink, one more drink.
Come get a taste of the VIP atmosphere. Atmosphere. Modest galore, modest galore.
DJ Imanza. Now, people always hit me up in my inbox. I think I'm going to start making it where they got to leave their comments in the Monsters Radio group. But unfortunately, I have to make it where it's not private because I got it private so I can filter the goddamn scammers. But anyway, here's a comment that I got. A lady here saying that she likes a dude that that can rock a pair of sandals with some cute feet. Another lady said, yeah, but as long as they're not thong sandals, because that's not gangster. I can tell you like that. Can you imagine being a lady sitting there laying in the bed with a dude, y'all looking at each other's feet and shit, and your shit is all perfect, and his shit look like his feet been working all day in a white feeder, you know what I mean, with a big toe tan, but the pinky toe ain't tan.
Well, most men don't pay attention to their feet. That's their women's job, I'm just saying. Most men don't pay attention to their feet, but you know, if you want to, you know, massage that man's feet, you know, give a manicure, you could do that. That's sexy. Yeah. Make him look as cute as yours.
Oh, you know what? I bet you a lot of men out there would enjoy that. Some would be like, oh, my man would like that. I bet you he would. When we just talking about the other day, talking about some, what was we talking about? Juice G said one of the things that can ruin a relationship outside of cheating was lack of physical, was it attention or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lack of physical attention. Shit, rub his feet a little bit. You might. Some of y'all gonna make him leave his socks on, but it is what it is. Some of y'all gonna put on.
No,
okay.
I want
no.
You know what? I don't want to be
a manicure, a pedicure. I'm
yeah,
sorry,
do a pedicure.
And
do a
pedicure. You know, I stay silent. I stay silent because I can't let you have that one, Miss Unbelievable.
Girl,
over there.
Look. I'm just running by my legs. And getting it scraped
that's
up
okay.
by the ashy feet. No, that's not.
That's okay.
I
we will take
night.
Him.
No, I won't.
We will take him to get them cut. You want to know why? One thing.
I won't.
Because when you cut the... Hold on. Let me finish now. Because when you cut them toenails, it's going to be some cheese up under that motherfucker. And that cheese is going to have a stench to it. Fuck all that. I love
that's
you,
why
but
you
I don't
back
love
you
that motherfucking much. That shit smells like the shit on the back
of your
motherfucking
ear. I'm going in.
Okay, well, you
I'm
go
going
dive
in.
On in. Dive
I'm
in. Di-
I'm all
okay,
in.
Yeah.
I'm all in. That's
well,
why you
I'll,
have
I'll
gloves on and
dive
you
in.
Don't smell it.
No, fuck that. No,
but you're
fuck
missing
all
the intimacy. I don't want nobody touching mine. You don't know
no,
the erotic
okay,
bones
well,
that
no,
are in the
that.
Feet. I'm telling you. You know, as soon as you hit
okay.
that spot, it's ready to go afterwards.
I didn't say not massaging. I did not say not to massage.
I'm doing all that.
No motherfucking body else. What's
I'm doing
now?
All that.
Would you do that thing,
doing
girl?
All that.
Okay.
You're missing all
Let
that.
Let me tell you something. I have one
Make
of them
like
that decided he wanted to pop. Hold on, Etosha. He decided he wanted to polish his motherfucking toenails black. And it wasn't a normal fucking black, because this black was shiny than the motherfucker. I asked him what type of black was this.
That's
bad. What is hell? This motherfucker going to get mad at me because he was like he wanted the shit taken off his feet. Nah, I didn't tell you to put it on your motherfucking feet, and I ain't touching your fucking piggies. So you take that off. And by the way, what's the name of that motherfucking, what's the brand of that black fingernail polish you got? Because I need that. He had one coat on. Me and him broke up behind that.
Ooh.
Mm. I'm sorry.
We broke up behind
Monster,
that.
Shut up over there. Yes. Shut up laughing, Monster. We broke up behind that. Fuck him and his motherfucking black children of the corn ass toes. Fuck that shit. No. I'm a slut.
Was it on there before you met him or after you met him?
No, girl. During. That's why I said we broke up behind it.
Mm.
And then he gonna get mad because I took my fingernail polish. I was being petty. I took my fingernail polish remover. Fuck you. Go buy some. Go buy your own. Bitch, I said you do it. Mom, fuck it. Shit, that's why it's fucking Friday. Fuck it, damn it, because we live in this motherfucker, too.
Okay. Not just take it. Like, get your own. You know, you don't even know what kind to get. Get it,
no,
though.
But I wanted that brand, though, girl. You should have seen how shiny that shit was. And then I told him, I was like, you know, I'm a petty motherfucker.
Ready.
I got that. Hush, Monster. I got that motherfucking smartwatch. You understand me? And that motherfucker got a camera on it. I said, I guarantee you, you take them motherfucking socks off, your shit gonna be on Facebook on my mama.
Mm.
He was like, oh, I don't care. Oh, really? I said, okay. So he had his motherfucking socks off. He just a twiddling his motherfucking toes. I must have raised my arm up like I was James Bond, little sister, and hit that motherfucker. He hurried up, jumped up, and put them fucking socks on. Don't play with me. My bad.
See,
fuck it. It's
that's
Friday.
That's almost as bad as cheating. That's betrayal. You gonna post his goddamn shoe on because he painted his toenail? That's just petty. You don't do that shit.
And it
you
was perfect.
But why do you paint your toenails? Hold on, come on, black. What?
Look,
that's
look.
So
he said
sad.
Because
hey.
His toenails was turning brown because he had the gout.
I was just gonna say that's why. People with feet fungus and shit like that, they be painting their toenails and all that. So yeah, you know what I mean?
Then,
you ain't got to look at that old funky-ass color, and two, the bacteria don't sit on that toe.
Then I got real motherfucking petty. I said, you know what? All you had to do was tell me that you were serious, and I'd have gave you this motherfucking brown shit I got over here. If you was that motherfucking insecure about your skin, you understand me? Fucking with me.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Let's get back to these hot-ass yoga pants. All goddamn day.
Hot
when are you wearing them? Some of them wearing every day. And I'm going to keep it 100. I've seen a couple of y'all out there. Y'all need to shave. I'm just saying. Y'all need to shave. Shit looking all prickly.
Huh?
We can see that. Looking all
prickly.
Oh, you can see the imprint through it?
What are you doing?
You can see that imprint.
You got yoga pants on. You a woman? Yeah, I'm a look. I'm trying to see if you got a moose knuckle or not. You did.
Oh, you know what? I can't stand you right now, monster.
What?
You was just cool until you said moose knuckle. On my mama, Mac Diesel, he from Kansas City. He used to call me fucking moose knuckle. On my mama, he called me moose knuckle.
I ain't on everything.
I don't wear nothing that shows that off. I wear long fucking shirts. Real talk. Long shirts, but, something baggy. I can't do it because I don't want nobody looking at me like that. Real talk. Anytime you see me, I always got something on that goes like right, fucking laughing at me, goddamn it, right on top of the, you know, right at the top of the thigh to cover up that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You won't talk to me. You won't be looking down there trying to talk to me. You'll be looking in my fucking eyes.
But what, I mean, what is
well,
the yoga pants, though, ladies? What is it with the yoga pants? I mean, don't get me twisted.
They're comfortable. No, they're really comfortable. They are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to necessarily, they make it where you don't have to wear underwear, so you're just free to just be. And they take up, like, the odor, and then they're just comfortable.
So you're getting
And they absorb the sweat. Well, because they absorb the sweat, and so they have like a protective area, you know, for your girl to just breathe without it, you know, collecting any stuff on there. Yes, they just lovely things. They're just lovely.
You must buy the good.
Then they lift it.
You must buy the good. You must buy the good.
You have to. You have to.
Wait. So how do you know if they're not the good ones, Master?
Because you would have to know it. Yeah.
No. I
got to
hear
my it. Oh. E, how do you know?
Well, you can see all the elastic popping, looking like a broke up spray painted chain link fence. You there? You see all the strands popping. And you stand next to them, you can smell them. I'm just saying, it's like, oh, did you really just come from working out, mama? Really? Go change your clothes or something. I don't know. Don't get it twisted.
That's her crotch.
That is her paw.
Her crotch just
that's her
like,
paw.
Like seafood.
That's her paw.
Yeah,
she may need to. But you know what? If he can see the hairs, she may need to shave the hairs because you know that. Carry all kind
carries
of
odor too.
Air odor.
Yeah.
But it carries
and
super bacteria. You don't clean it on a regular basis.
Ooh, you know, with some vinegar and some water and some something. You know, do
girl,
something.
They got all
type
of
take a bath.
They got all
get
type of
vegetable
products out there. Fuck that.
Yes. I said
you know, get you a little baking soda or something, yummy.
Yes. And some salt bath, baking girl. Come on,
wait,
man.
Hold up. Now I'm about to drop one on you. This is real talk, what I'm about to say. Okay, so there is an ingredient that you can actually use in your kitchen. It's called alum, A-L-U-M. Now, alum can be used to tighten up the vajayjay if you are wider or you don't have no walls. It ain't going to make it, it's not going to be permanent. So it'll tighten up your hoo-ha. And you feel like you a virgin down there. That's for the ladies, not for the men. It's for the ladies. But you can't use a lot of it because then you fuck around and end up with a yeast infection or some old fucked up shit down there. But you can Google what I'm saying to you. Yes. So for all the ladies out there that know that they don't have no elasticity down there, go and purchase you some alum. It's not cheap, but it is in the stores, in the baking section, in the spices department. It will work to make your hoo-ha a little bit tighter. Disclaimer.
Okay, now you said if you use too much, you get a yeast infection, and you said to find it in the baking hood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's
an active ingredient in there.
It's an active ingredient.
Yeah, it's an active ingredient in there that if you use it too much, then, you know, or you use too much of it, that
you will activate
it. Make, right.
You'll activate
so
the yeast.
You don't
want to
use a
constant.
Lot of it.
Yeah.
You can, I mean, they can Google what I'm saying, Monster.
Mm.
You do, you should know by now mm-hmm. that if I'm saying something, 9 times out of 10, I done did my research on it. So, yeah. Don't say I ain't never talked
yeah,
to y'all nothing. Merry Christmas. Hallelujah.
Yeah. You about to teach me something. Like, you usually teach me something all the time because you be coming up with things. I'd be like, what the fuck is she talking about? She said in the kitchen, go look for it in the baking section. Don't use too much. You
yes.
might get a yeast infection. Who makes this? Bisquick?
Or
Aunt Jemima? The Kardashians?
No, it is
now.
A... No, it's
all right. Let me look
and
it up.
It's called alum. Yes, A-L-U-M.
Okay.
It's like a white powder, and you know, I'll be going places seeing various things, and it just so happened to have some alum. I don't have any issues down there with that elasticity issue. You know, I'm not trying to put my business out there, but I'm being 100 right now. I saw some, and you can also use it for like canker sores or something like that too. If I'm remembering correctly. I don't just wear glasses for nothing. I'm an educated motherfucker. Okay.
Right. You knocked me out my groove there for a second. I sure was going to say, hey, that's a good thing for guys to, you know what I mean, to find out what that actually is. Because, you know, some ladies don't be knowing. And it might be a cool little thing for dudes to be like, yeah, baby, I'm going to freshen you up a little bit. Powder, 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 puff, puff, puff. Tighten up a little bit for itself. You know what I mean? Sneak it in a little bit. I'm just saying, that sounds like some new sponsors.
Just like there's another one.
Another one?
There is.
Okay.
Like, yes, there's another one. They say that in a bottle of every bottle of Geritol, there's a baby. Supposedly. I do not know. But they...
Wait.
Some women...
No, sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead. My bad. I was thinking out loud.
Some women go and get the Geritol pills, and they take the pills, and they about swear by it that they popped up pregnant by the time they made it to the end of that bottle of Geritol. Well, I said, wow.
Oh, okay. There we go. Oh, wow.
Okay.
That is
yeah,
a wild
so,
Geritol.
Yeah, it is. There, and
like
they said
sound.
You can take the liquid form. The liquid form of Geritol too, and it's supposed to work the same way as the pills. I'm like,
okay,
wow.
Now where would I find Geritol? Where would I find Geritol normally in the home? Is that in the medicine cabinet? Is that in the kitchen?
Yes, it is. It would be in the
medicine
cabinet. Geritol is a vitamin.
Okay, Geritol.
And it's a vitamin that
down,
like.
If I go over to somebody's
and
house,
if you go in
you
a
got
store,
Geritol exit stage. every time, can I use your bathroom? Excuse me, where's the bathroom? Is this the only bathroom in the
home? I
gotta
pee. I gotta go to the bathroom. But I don't care.
Right,
every man comes to your house and be like, yo, can I go to the bathroom? What are you trying to
yes.
keep clean? Was you looking at my medicine cabinet?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I'm like,
well,
you just gonna hold your pee until you get to my house. I gotta go to the bathroom. You done passed 4 or 5?
y'all know what I do. I sit up and I read. I read all kind of stuff that, you know, it's like, why in the fuck am I reading this? But then later on down the line, I end up understanding why I was reading it because I've been ran into it. I love to read. That's how I found out about all this shit, the infantile penile syndrome and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said,
mm-hmm.
I wear glasses for a reason.
I love it.
I know.
I swear she just gave us a public service announcement. I swear she did. Reading is fundamental. You can find out
reading
all
and wear your glasses
like,
when you read.
Right, and
you'll
wear
be
your
knowledgeable.
Glasses. That's right. Right, yeah. And make sure.
And you can use it at any time.
AARP card.
And get all
you
your information
you know what?
Down
hold on, hold on.
Before you speak,
he
because Geritol is for you, huh?
He is sitting over there trying to start some smack. I know just what he's doing. I hear him over there. He's trying to be real quiet about it, but he talking shit.
Is he?
My.
I know.
Don't make my soul glow. Don't make me. Don't make the soul glow. Don't do that.
Kim, don't make us get muted tonight. We don't.
Okay, my bad.
Well, we're at the end of the show anyway, so, you know, hey, ain't no use on muting y'all now. So, all right, we got like 5 minutes, so we'll go ahead and do our shout-out. Any last words that we want to put out there, any vibrations? And then, yeah, we'll go ahead and cap it off. I got one new song to play for you guys on the way up out of here, and we're going to do that. So, we'll start out with you, Etosha.
Oh, you're going to – that's the name tonight? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to the ladies. Let's go to the nail shop. Let's get those feet done. Let's get those feet done.
Okay.
You know, shave in places that we need to shave at. No hairs up on the arms or in those other places, legs, boom, chin, you know, anywhere there's hair, let's get that cut off. Shout out to the Lord and Savior who I love, my kids, my family, Imasa, Ms. Kim, and yeah, let's do this. Love y'all.
Okay. What you got for us?
Keep it fresh.
What you got for us, Ms. Electrifying Kim? Jungle Love, look out. Oh,
Okay, give it up to the one and only God Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega. Gotta give it up to my mom. I got her, like, a couple things from her, they say, and I hope she likes it. Give it up to E-Monster and Monster Us with the U.S. Radio, the listeners, the ones that that was inboxing Monster, Miss Unbelievable, E-Tinch.
Okay.
I got to give it up to my son. I love him to death. Oh, my goodness, that's my heart. I beat a bitch ass about him. Don't smoke and I don't drink and drive, smoke and fly. Dead air, and I'm out.
Look, y'all chilling it all out on the way up out of here. I'm trying to get crunk, go out somewhere. No, I'm going to sit my little ass right here and get some work done. You dig? I got some new links for you guys on monstersradio.com. But before I get to all that, so I don't seem like a heathen, I'm going to start mine out by saying God is good.
All the time.
That's right. So, all right, make sure you go over and check it out at monsterusradio.com. We got the links to the new shirts, the Monster Cuffs, that means the double braided, all them, the shirts with the ladies 11 right now. Those are going hot right now, so make sure you cop one of those. And, fellas, I got something for y'all coming real soon. You're going to like that, too. So, all right, big shout-out to Miss Unbelievable, Miss Undeniable, and I forgot what she...
Keep going.
What is it?
Don't worry about it.
What is it? Miss Electrifying Kim, double up in the house. Look out, y'all. Oh, yo, you know how we do it. So, I'm on my way up out here. I got some, let's see, what is some future? Where's the new one I was supposed to? All right, I need my people to get things right around here. So, all right, check it out. This one here is it's still new. I just had a newer one for y'all. Something else ain't nobody playing. But get out the house tonight. I'm just saying, get you some fresh air. Monstrous Radio Live. Have a good night.
Proud. We live.
We live.
There we go.
Never broke place up, don't forget y'all had that. Been like Johnny Jackson said, it's all for you. Never chop, put a navigation when I'm looking for I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week. Tell me where the safety at, Tell me where the security at. Moving up the bigger paper, man.
Tell me, is it impossible to do these drugs and fall in love?
I'm a deep pressure. I need to breathe. Tell me why it's so fucking if I need to breathe. Breathe.